Is Jesus your good shepherd? Welcome to Rise Up. Happy Easter. Hallelujah. Tomb is empty. This past Sunday, we celebrated traditionally what is known as the fourth Sunday of Easter, Good Shepherd Sunday. Our gospel passage today continues to flesh out that image of sheep, of shepherd, and Jesus is the good shepherd. And one of the reasons why he is the good shepherd is because he also is the Lamb of God. So I got my friend here. Got Pascal right here. So this is my pet lamb. I've taught him to sit real still. And I know some of you think this is creepy. It is a little creepy. But nonetheless, the reason why Jesus is the good shepherd is because he also is the lamb. And any good leader will always do what he asks of his flock. And Jesus, who says to us, take up your cross daily and follow after me, he's not just a command from on high. He then takes up his cross and he dies for you and for me. When Jesus says that we're supposed to give ourselves, we're supposed to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, shelter the homeless, he gave us his very life, his very blood, because he is the lamb. So he is the shepherd, but he is also the lamb. And that's why he is a good shepherd. Because he is gentle, he is beautiful, but he also is slain, he was sacrificed. And so he is the Paschal lamb, the Easter lamb, who was slain for you and for me. Is Jesus your good shepherd? Do you claim him as your shepherd because he is good and gentle and loving? I hope the answer to that question is yes. And if not, allow the good shepherd, who also is the lamb, to lead you to eternal life. Amen.